91.1 WEDM. Welcome back to another episode of Cooking with Coach. I'm, of course, Vel Cook. Here with me, have the one and only and always here with me, Coach K.
Hey, good to be back. Great Tuesday.
Great Tuesday. Great week in general. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing good, man. Beautiful weather outside.
Very nice.
You know, last night we had to practice a little different due to the schedule change, and got to practice under the lights a little bit last night, which was a nice change, and kids handled it well, and so good start to our week.
Nice. Let it hear it. But last week, the Warriors took on the Pike Red Devils and won 49-14. Now, unfortunately, I had to miss that game due to some family things, but you was there, Coach. Tell me, basically just, it feels like I'm the listener. I mean, I'm getting an insight on this game. So tell me what went good, what went wrong, you know, what y'all need to work on.
Well, we started off a little slow. Had a pretty good drive to start the game, and then through an interception going in down towards the end zone. Pike did a nice job, ran a screen play, got up on a 7-0, and we answered with a couple scores from there. Took a halftime lead at 14-7, but we were moving the ball. Just, again, the same thing, inconsistency, fumbles, penalties, some things that constantly keep plaguing us a little bit. So we went in with a lead at halftime, 14-7. I thought our defense played really well, with the exception of the screen pass in the first half. Really did a nice job containing a very good Pike offense. Second half, we came out, got some unique scores. Pike on the opening possession fumbled the ball. Tyrone Burris picked it up, scooped, and scored. Gave us a lead at 21-7. Pike immediately answered with a long pass play. Got behind our secondary. We kind of screwed up coverage a little bit and got a quick score, and it's 21-14. And then our offense started clicking. Offense started moving the ball on the ground. We had a 100-yard rushing game from Rodney Johnson. We had 60-some yards from Ronald Baskerville, another 50-some yards from the quarterback, Jewel Jago. Chris Jordan came through with some big runs and a touchdown run. And next thing you know, we get it to 28-14. And then we get a pick six, and that's 35-14. Devin Holman picks it in an unbelievable play. He actually fell down on the play, jumps up, grabs the ball. The quarterback doesn't even see him laying on the ground. He just jumps up, steals it out of the air, returns it for a touchdown. We force a three and out. They punt it. Devin Holman catches the punt, returns the punt for a touchdown. Now it's 42-14. And then the offense early in the fourth quarter finishes another long touchdown drive. With another good run, and we get the two-point conversion. Now it's 49-14 with about 10 minutes to go in the game, and it's a running clock because the mercy rule kicks in at 35. And so we got to start subbing some kids and playing some kids who haven't been getting some playing time on Friday night. And it was good to be able to relax a little bit in the fourth quarter and not all the pressure of trying to just hang on or find a way to win. So we're doing some good things. We've had 2 weeks in a row now where we've had a special teams touchdown. We had a kickoff against Ben Davis, went 96 yards for a touchdown, and then we had a punt return for a touchdown. Our defense had two scores on Friday, which is really helping us. You know, we're still struggling in the passing game. We know that. Joe Walker had a big touchdown catch again on Friday night. He has 5 touchdown catches on the season, which is one of the conference leaders. We're making plays. I thought we did a better job of on Friday of controlling the ball in the sense that we only had 2 turnovers. We forced 4. So we weren't giving the ball up in bad positions. We were 8 of 11 throwing, which was a little better for us than what it had been, for about 95 yards and a touchdown. But still got a ways to go. Again, our youth continues to hurt us a little bit in spots, and I keep saying that, but we're now to the point in the season where that's really not a reason. That they've got 6 games under their belt, and you can't keep saying they're 15. They are 15, but they're now seasoned veterans, and with this last 3-game stretch we got coming up, you know, tough team in Lawrence North, and then another tough one with Carmel. Then we're on our way to St. Louis to play Christian Brothers. We've got to find a way to fix all the little things that keep jumping up and making it difficult for us to get over the hump, so that when we hit the tournament here in about 3.5-4 weeks, you know, I know we got a bye week coming up, but when you hit the tournament, your feet are running, you're clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like you said, you know, they are young, but with them young players, you know, they start to get used to it, so they get more comfortable. And we kind of see that with Keith, Jago, really everybody. They start to get used to the team and start to get comfortable, and then the gears start, you know, they start moving for everybody.
Right.
But you talked about it earlier with Pike's offense, and how is it just stopping them with defensively, really just stopping them?
Yeah, we did a great job. We gave up two big pass plays. Like I said earlier, we gave up a big screen to the running back, who's very good, and we gave up a long pass in the third quarter that led to a touchdown. But in between, we did some really good things. The quarterback, who had been completing about 60% of his passes the 2 weeks prior to that against Carmel and LC, he was 9 of 33 throwing for 199 yards and two interceptions. Could have been two more interceptions. We dropped two blatant pick sixes where Sean Pennington and JoJo both had their chances to pick it in the wide open field, and they just didn't come up with it. So to hold a quarterback who had been completing 60% and thrown for 450 yards the prior 2 weeks, we held him to 9 of 33 for 199 as a credit to our defense. And it's a good bounce back for them after really struggling in the secondary against Ben Davis the week before.
All right, and then this upcoming game against LN, which is this Friday, what are we doing to prepare for them? There
you go. Well, just like we do every week, coaches come in. We start preparing on Saturday afternoon, and then staff meetings for the coaches go Sunday morning. Then there's another Sunday staff meeting with coaches that night. We did a lot of work because we know we got a really tough opponent. Here's what they got. They got Allie Richardson, number 34 running back, who is very physical, very strong, very fast, very tough kid to play. They've got a quarterback who was a starter last year who gave us fits, who's just gotten better. He's a junior. He can hurt you with his legs and his arm. He extends plays. Last week he had two scramble plays where he rushed for 21 yards each time, which just deflates a defense because you're chasing around a really, really athletic quarterback. They've got very talented receivers. And then on the other side of that, I think their secondary is really good. And number four, and I can never remember number four's name, linebacker, safety-type kid, he is phenomenal. Mac offers, very physical, very fast, huge, huge player. They've got a defensive line that they had to replace some really good kids, some Division I kids last year, and you can see their growth each week. When we watch film, you can see them growing and getting better and better. And they're not giving up hardly any points. They're not giving up hardly any yards. Mm. I know they're not been winning games, but you know, last week they're down 28-7 to Ben Davis in the third, and the next thing you know, they lose 34-28. They just kind of turn it on, hit some big pass plays. The quarterback has a strong arm. He can throw about 60, 70 yards in the air. And then they've got a really good kicker. You know, we're fortunate that we have a really good kicker as well, and that's been a big change for us the last couple of weeks. But they've got one just as good. He averages about 45 yards a punt. He can put the ball in the end zone on the kickoff. And so their special teams are elite, best special teams we've seen in about probably since Center Grove. And so it's going to be a tough matchup. Pat Mallory does an unbelievable job. He does an unbelievable job coaching his kids. I think his defensive coordinator has an unbelievable scheme. It's fantastic. I think he does a great job with it. And so we're preparing for a 48-minute war. And you know, and again, whatever happens, happens. You know, we're going to make the tournament, but we got to find a way to cut down mistakes, limit mistakes. We know kids are going to make them. We understand that, but we got to limit them so that we can take advantage of the opportunities we have when they come up.
Always great to have them. Not really great to have the mistakes in general, but learning from the mistakes really. And then you know, once the time come around, what you talking about with the tournament, it really starts to click, and then you realize you know the mistakes will happen, but you know it's working from them or even learning from them, and so they won't happen again. But yeah, all in all, just a really grit and grind team I see from this Warriors. You know, like you said, tough team, especially them teams that don't look as good on paper. They have the most that they're fighting for, and that what makes them so dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, teams going down early and then coming back, they're not to be underrated or slept on
because
they're dangerous. But that's all for this episode of Cooking with Coach. I am, of course, Quavell Cook. Thank you again for Coach for always joining me this Tuesday, 91.1 WEDM.